Today, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson told Americans not to panic over the shortage of flu vaccine. Around the country, huge lines have formed as people try to be among the first to get shots this year. News analyst Daniel Shore reflects on how the shortage has gradually taken on more political importance.
The severe shortage of flu vaccine would have the CIA looking for a weapon of mass destruction were it not for the recognition that the fault lies not with Al-Qaeda, but with our own authorities. The vaccine crisis didn't make much of a splash when Bob Schieffer brought it up during the town hall last Wednesday. President Bush blamed the contamination of a supply produced by a company in Britain, which incidentally is American-owned. He said that we're working with Canada to help fill the gap, and he said he would forego a flu shot himself. Senator Kerry said that this president has turned his back on the wellness of America, but he went on to talk about health insurance. Since then, the Kerry camp has apparently decided that there are political points to be made on the vaccine issue, and the senator proposed today in Florida that a system of public buyback of surplus vaccines be established. No other industrialized country than the United States leaves something as critical as vaccines to the private market. Most governments buy up the vaccine and control its distribution. Kerry lays the vaccine shortage at the president's door, but the road to the current crisis starts with the reluctance of many companies to be left with unsold vaccine, which cannot be stored until the coming year and must be discarded. That is why there are only two major suppliers to meet the American need. But although it has been long known that the vaccine supply is vulnerable to disruption, the government has done little or nothing to dissuade suppliers from getting out of flu vaccine production. The Bush administration, with its built-in bias against regulation, did little to insure producers against loss if they were left with unsold supplies at the end of the flu season. Now health officials are discussing government purchase of several million doses as an emergency stockpile, and the Bush administration has been putting more money into research, looking, among other things, for new and more efficient ways to produce the vaccines. But that won't help the thousands of anxious people standing on lines outside clinics and supermarkets today. This is Daniel Shore.